Joining me now in the KRVS studios are Sally Donlan and Claire Maines, actually, to talk about something happening in New Iberia as well. And they are coordinating the literary symposium called James Lee Burke and His Milieu at the Books Along the Tesh Literary Festival. They're coordinating this symposium for UL's College of Liberal Arts. This is the third annual literary symposium that is a part of the literary festival. Each year there is a different theme. You have different people in the panel and conducting the symposium. So it's a very exciting part of the literary festival, which has grown. We had Mr. Kingston here a couple weeks ago talking about the entire festival. Mm-hmm. But the core of it was started because of James Lee Burke and his connection with New Iberia and, of course, Dave Robicheaux's love of all things in the environment and in the town of New Iberia. So he really is a core part of this literary festival. And you all wanted to do something in a way that would really honor him in a wonderful literary way. So this year, it's James Lee Burke and His Milieu. It will be, the keynote speaker will be Dr. Marianne Wilson, and then Sally, you and James Edmonds from New Iberia.
That's right.
Will be also a part of this. So let's start off by talking. I mean, I've given an intimation of why this is so important, but you all coordinate it. So give us a sense of why this is so important to be a part of this literary festival. Why is a symposium like this of importance?
I guess, first of all, because we were invited to do it. Mm-hmm. When the festival was first started,
wanted to have a ULL symposium as part of it.
Because it's James Lee Burke is New Iberia. He was also connected with UL. I don't know that he finished here, but he was here. And so it is literary, it is academic, and UL wanted to have a part of it. And I think Sally kind of got volunteered into it, and then I kind of volunteered to work with Sally. And we've been at it, as you said, for 3 years now.
But you all are incredibly dedicated, and you've put some great work into this, and the quality of the symposium has grown each year.
That I would definitely say.
And I know that feels like a kind of an obvious question, but at the same time, sometimes things get so commercialized, and, you know, it's wonderful to see the restaurant where mm-hmm. James Lee Burke ate and things like that. But his books carry a lot of weight, and we've had him in our studio several times being interviewed by the BBC and other stations around mm-hmm. the world. So mm-hmm. it is really of great consequence that he is from New Iberia, that his books have created such an impact as they have, and you want to honor that with the weight of the university here as well.
And one of the interesting things that Claire and I have found, I think, is that the first year we did it, we frankly had trouble figuring out who was the scholar who was going to talk mm-hmm. about and represent James Lee Burke's mm-hmm. work. Since then, we have a full pipeline. Mm-hmm. Once we identified the first speaker, then it became easier and easier. There's more and more people doing work on his work. So it's just been, what wonderful panel do we line up?
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of people are very glad to hear that, you know, that's happening and that his reputation is only increasing.
Yes. And to add to that, I think the fact that Sally remembered that Marianne was retiring, so it was so good mm-hmm. to be able to get her while she was still down here. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I think is different this year is, I was just telling Sally that before we came in here, it seems to me this year the whole panel is more cohesive, because we will be looking at just one book, mm-hmm. the right. one after Katrina, The Tin Roof Blowdown, from several different angles.
All right. Well, let's talk about this, because, again, he continues to publish, and mm-hmm. his books often have a very pertinent relationship to the world and what happens in the world. So tell us about this book, his post-Katrina book, and how you all begin structuring this symposium around that book.
Well, I think the first thing we did was we asked Marianne Wilson. We were very, very pleased when she accepted. And I believe that she wanted to do Tin Roof Blowdown, which was great with us. All of his books are very good. And quite frankly, before I got involved with the symposium and the festival, I had not read James Lee Burke.
I can confess to the same.
But now you all have become fans.
Yes. I mean, I've quite enjoyed him. But I will say that I believe Tin Roof Blowdown is one of his meatier books. And I quite like it. You can approach it from many perspectives, which is what we're doing on this panel. Marianne takes a very global view. She even says that her title works on many levels. Her title is Ode to a Lost World, James Lee Burke's Tin Roof Blowdown. She points out the deeply moral vision of Burke as he confronts the trauma and tragedy of environmental and human disasters like Katrina, all the while telling a crackerjack detective story. And that's no lie. It's a great story.
Right. Well, I think people who love detective stories realize that they are often frames for those meatier subjects and issues. Mm-hmm. And he certainly does that.
And this one, of course, is so close to us with the Katrina and the after effects.
Yeah, because the opening two chapters give you that feel all over again of the devastation and of the hurricane. But what impresses me with Burke also, and like Sally, I was not a Burke fan. Well, I'm not a detective story fan either. But there's a deeply moral and spiritual dimension to the man's work. Mm-hmm. And to me, the few I've read, it comes out loud and clear in Tin Roof Blowdown. Mm-hmm. And what we wanted to do, and we'll see how it works, I think this comes out of my own prejudice. I grew up in New Iberia with a grandmother who was from the city. And it's like, wait, you have to give both New Orleans and New Iberia when you're looking at Burke. So I think Marianne will give the story and, like you say, that global dimension. Sally will be directing her attention more to the New Orleans and the political of it, and James Edmonds will be taking New Iberia. I don't know what he's going to be doing specifically. He says Dave Robichaud's home cooking will view New Iberia in contrast to the portrait of New Orleans. The little bit I've read of Burke, I still feel like Dave Robichaud, I mean, the horror, the evil comes to New Iberia too. But it's still something of a refuge for him, it seems, particularly in this story. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's the mark of a great detective story, that there is both a refuge and a sense of someone protecting that refuge against the great evil. So Sally, let's talk a bit about your part in this. I know our listeners are very aware of Dr. Marianne Wilson. She's done so many of these wonderful humanities programs, and so many people have taken those over the years, and it's a great way to honor her as she is retired this year. But tell us about yours. It's called The Politics of Passive Destruction, and you're really looking at that, what happened in New Orleans.
What happened after and why it happened, what led to the massive destruction that came with that storm surge. My background is in urban studies and public policy. I teach a course for University 100 every year. In that, I'm very, very interested in systems, urban systems, and this just plays right into it. It's got all the pathos and the drama of just the kind of infrastructural neglect that New Orleans had suffered under for years and years and years, and it's all right there. So that's what a lot of what I'll be focusing on.
Well, isn't that the mark of a great book, too, that it can spin off so many potential discussion points, and it's rich with possibility.
That's
and
correct.
That shows this as well. And then, as you mentioned, James Edmonds will be, his presentation is called Dave Robichaud's Home Cooking.
Right.
And, in fact, the people we just interviewed talked about having been to Victor's, which is a favorite haunt of James Lee Burke and also Dave Robichaud.
I have a feeling that James is going to look at it as kind of a pastiche, a gumbo-like pastiche, and use that metaphor of cooking and not just focus on actual food if I knew James.
Yes, absolutely. Again,
putting on the heat, maybe.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Claire Maines and Sally Donlan, who are the coordinators of the University of Louisiana Symposium at the Tesh Literary Festival. It focuses on James Lee Burke, and they've coordinated that for 3 years now. The topic is James Lee Burke and his milieu. Sally Donlan will be on the panel along with Dr. Marianne Wilson, who will be the keynote speaker and will be presenting along with James Edmonds. The symposium is on Saturday, April 7th, so a week from this coming weekend.
That's correct.
It will take place in New Iberia. The festival is the 6th through the 8th, so 3 days of celebrating literature, because they have opened it up to other writers who are from New Iberia, address New Iberia, or from this area. So it's really, again, honoring the rich depth of storytelling that we have in this area.
That's correct. They'll have all kinds, what is it, 60 book vendors?
40.
40 represented along the street. There'll be tours. Are we doing the Bure contest this year?
The Bure contest will be done
Mr. Kingston talked about that.
They had to get a license for that, but they've got the license. So
yes.
One other thing that is brand new this year is they're trying to involve the youth more. So there'll be two workshops, youth and storytelling, I think, and then young writers. I'm not exactly sure the details of that, but that's another aspect.
And that will all be posted
on their website.
On their website,
yes.
Right.
Well, again, inspiring those young people to realize what we have here and to use their gifts to write about the stories from here. Now, I did say Dr. Marianne Wilson was the keynote speaker, but she'll be there during the symposium. The main speaker, of course, will be Ernest Gaines.
Well, that's another section, right?
Yes.
And another session that we have.
Of course, very literary.
Yes.
And this is the first time we'll open it up to other major writers like that. And we're very pleased of that, of course.
Well, again, that as you said, James Lee Burke's reputation has grown. It's become easier to find topics that fit with his work. And so this really it gives us a greater cohesiveness of, among the literary figures in Louisiana.
Right. So it's, the whole festival has opened up. It's now called Books Along the Tesh Literary Festival. And we pretty much take over, UL pretty much takes over Saturday.
Yes.
But we have the morning. Our symposium is in the morning. The ULL symposium is in the morning. And then Ernest Gaines, who represents our Gaines Center, and himself will be in the afternoon on Saturday.
Definitely.
And that'll be at two different venues. The symposium in the morning will be at the library on Main Street. And then Ernest Gaines will be at the Sliman Center at 3 o'clock that afternoon.
Okay. And very important to celebrate the literary efforts in this area. I know many people for years have gone down to New Orleans for the Tennessee Williams Festival and think of so many of our writers from Louisiana as being based in New Orleans, focused on New Orleans. But this area has produced so many great writers, and that, along with UL Lafayette and their creative writing program in liberal arts, has produced some amazing writers. This festival is a wonderful opportunity to showcase those writers.
In fact, Wiley Cash will be visiting us next month. Yes, we'll be coming to talk with you about him, too.
That's right. Wiley Cash was one of Ernest Gaines' students here in the PhD program and has become quite a successful writer.
Just finished his third book, I think, which I just finished reading.
So. Right. So, I mean, I'm giving my ideas on this festival, but just having been involved with it for the past 3 years, what have the two of you observed about this festival and how it's affected people?
Well, I'll tell you, the first year I was, as I say, we were just kind of conscripted into it. And so we said, okay. This is what we have to do. It was amazing. I was frankly amazed at the popularity of James Lee Burke with people coming from around the world. We had, how many people did we have in our little symposium? I think we laid out 30 chairs and we had to double it.
Somewhere around 50 or 60.
Right. People were just lining up and at all the events. I mean, the events, you know, they fill up. So it really was an eye-opener for me. And then it just made it that much easier to get enthusiastic about it the next years. And then, as I say, it was so much easier to find scholars who were actually doing work in the field.
That's right.
Yeah, true confession, it was a Google search the first year because we had no idea. But I think it's a combination we've learned and more people are writing about him.
Right.
So that we've got that. This is tangential, but when I think of Burke and Gaines, very different writers, but both focused on Louisiana. And to me, an underlying reality about them is that they look at characters who are trying to find their moral footing in tough times. And of all of Gaines's works, but Tragedy of Brady Sims, even more so in some kind of
And that's
ways.
What he'll be talking that's about.
I think so, yes.
That's what he'll be talking about, right.
Mm-hmm. And also their efforts to create authentic voices from Louisiana that ring very true.
And they do.
Yes. They do.
And they do.
And I do remember I mentioned that James Lee Burke had been in our studios several times being interviewed by the BBC, and you could tell they were completely enchanted by what he had written about Louisiana, but that it wasn't just a fantasy, that they felt something was true, and people, you know, sought James Lee Burke out because it felt like real people that he
very
was
authentic.
Writing about.
Yes, yes.
Very authentic, and he can spin a fine sentence, I tell you.
And when you say that, last year's keynote speaker was Patricia Gately, who's also a UL graduate. She learned about him from her relatives in England who recommended it.
See there?
And she, I think, changed her major plans to come to UL to work on her degree
because
and doctorate on him. So he does touch chords all over the place.
Oh, how fascinating. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the books along the Tesh Literary Festival, in particular the UL Lafayette Symposium. This is the third year that UL Lafayette has put together a symposium coordinated by my guests, Claire Maines and Sally Donlan. The symposium this year is entitled James Lee Burke and His Milieu. The festival itself is 3 days long. There's lots going on. As you said, UL takes the day on Saturday. Lots of things going on. Focused on literature, but there's lots to do. I think there are tours and anything that, you know, has attracted you in the books of James Lee Burke.
Bourrée contest.
Yes, the Bourrée contest.
So
I think you can still sign up for that. So you can go to, I guess, their website, which is Books Along the Tesh Literary Festival. So just type that in and you'll be able to find out more about that. How much more authentic can you get than Bourrée?
I know, right? I love it.
And I think they have lessons.
They'll give you lessons first.
If you don't know
and
how to play.
And then you can join the tournament, right.
Could start a new movement, you know, young people all over playing Bourrée.
So that's who needs Texas Hold'em when you have Bourrée, right?
That's right, absolutely. So lots of reasons to participate in the Books Along the Tesh Literary Festival, especially if you love the works of James Lee Burke, to attend the symposium, which will start at 10 in the morning at the Iberia Parish Main Library.
Correct.
It's an easy place to find in New Iberia. I think everything is pretty much along Main Street.
All along Main Street.
Yes.
Okay. So
from the library to Bulani Plaza, I think it covers it all.
So. All right. So starts on Friday and then continues throughout the day Saturday and into Sunday.
Correct.
Yes.
Lots of things going on. Anything else we should know about the symposium or?
I think that's it. The people ought to just come out and support us.
And enjoy it.
And just have a good time.
Yes.
Revel in literature. And in particular, James Lee Burke with this symposium, James Lee Burke and His Milieu. And it is focused on his book, his post-Katrina book. And that is Tin Roof Blowdown.
And then Ernest Gaines in the afternoon. Right. It's a great double bill.
Absolutely. Just
the bookends.
Yeah. Celebrate literature from this part of Louisiana.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of it, and it is growing. And so we look forward to many more symposiums that you all will put together. Thank you so much for your time doing that, and thanks for letting us know more about it.
Thank you.
Judith.
Maybe we'll see you again next year.
Definitely.